نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Let us mention this ayat al-Karima that all you who believe enter into Islam fully. Mullah Shabir Ahmad Uthman rahmatullah alayh, he's mentioned this udkhulu fi silmi kafa. What does this mean? He said four things how we can enter into Islam fully. He said i'tiqad, and our i'tiqad must be correct. Alhamdulillah, we come to the programs of our mashayikh and we learn i'tiqad. We learn what is the belief in Allah Ta'ala. Today, in today's time, there's so many wrong beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are propagating. If you go onto the internet, if you go onto the just messages, so many wrong beliefs about Allah Ta'ala. We have to come to the mashayikh and learn, and come to the ulama and learn what is the belief with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Mullah Shabir Ahmad Usman rahmatullah, he mentioned the second is amalan, that we have to come into Islam through our a'mal, through our a'mal. This month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and that لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ will get with كُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that when we stay with the righteous people, we'll become muttaqi as well. The حَتَّى تَكُونُ أَمْثَالَهُمْ, that until you become the same as them. That we stay with them until we become the same as them. When you see our Hazrat, he's reading, mashallah, he's still standing and praying and everything, we get that shock as well and that encouragement to read our salah as well, as Hazrat is reading and all our mashayikh are reading. Then Rasulullah, then Mullah Shabir rahmatullah, he mentions that we should come into Islam zahiran, that our outer appearance must be the same as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khaja Sahib rahmatullah, he mentioned in my ashar that Tari Mahbub ki ya Rab shabahat leka ayahu, that on this day of judgment I've just brought the appearance of as your Mahbub Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then haqiqat uskutu karde me surat leka ayahu, that make this a reality. You know, the magicians of Musa alayhi salam, they only brought the outer appearance. And what did Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Ta'ala gave them the aqidah of Musa alayhi salam, and they were martyred for the sake of Musa alayhi salam. Then after he mentions that we have to come into Islam batinan as well, that our batin has to be the same. And this is why we come into the company of the mashayikh, that those inner qualities that we should have, do we have those inner qualities? Or are those inner qualities, we think we have it but we don't have it? We're doing some a'mal, but is it out of pride, is it out of ujub, or is it because we're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to think to ourselves, and we shouldn't leave it to ourselves, we should leave it to the mashayikh. Murashid Ahmed Gangir rahmatullah, he mentioned once that if I had my Haji Sahib rahmatullah in the majlis, and if I had Junaid Baghdadi in my majlis, I would be looking at Haji Sahib rahmatullah. I wouldn't look at Junaid Baghdadi. I would look at Haji Sahib rahmatullah, what he's saying to me. This is Murashid Ahmed Gangay rahmatullah, he's mentioning this. So this is how much i'tiqad and the love and the encouragement and what we should have for our mashayikh. And further on as well, our nafs, that we have to think to ourselves that where are we in our suluk, where are we? Are we still in nafs al-ammara? Have we gone to nafs al-lawama? Have we come on to nafs al-mutma'inna? And even further, nafs al-radiyah, nafs al-mardiyah, have we gone to those stages? Are we asking ourselves today, Surah Yusuf was read, and tonight the verse will be read, that wama ubarri'u nafsi inna nafs al-ammaratum bisu, that this nafs of ours is the biggest enemy. Shaitan is locked up, but why is there still so much guna being committed? Still so much guna being committed in the month of Ramadan. Why? Inna nafs al-ammaratum bisu, that this nafs of ours, the carnal desires is propelling us, is encouraging us to do evil. It's encouraging a person to do evil. But we need to come, when we come to the company of a mashayikh, to these Nurani Majalis. I'm from the UK and I've come here because one thing is to listen. I was just telling the brothers the other day that, alhamdulillah, I listened on Telegram the day after all the majalis, but to come and sit, all brothers are very lucky and fortunate that you can come, but our state is that obviously we can't come, but we can listen, but it's not the same. So as much I would encourage everyone here to come to the company of the Mashaykh, and just our nazar, Mullah Shafatay Rahmatullah mentions that just to come into the company of the Mashaykh and get that dua and that nazar will change a person's life. Will change a person's life. Where are we going to get that? Listening on Telegram, and those brothers that are thinking that at home we can listen because it's live streaming. Right? This live streaming is a good thing for us in other countries, but it's also for those brothers that can come but don't come because they think that we just live stream, we listen to the bayan. It's not the same. It's 100% not the same. We come into the country of the Mashaykh, and that one nazar that our Sheikh will put on us, that will be the change of our life. Not the listening of the Kalam, but the nazar that the Sheikh will put onto us, that will change our life. That when we make the salam to him, we make musafaha, and we ask for the dua, this will change our life. So we should, as much as we can come to the Tuesday majlis, to the Sunday majlis, every the Ash'ar majlis, the monthly majlis, should come to the majalis. And then the inna nafsa la'ammaratun bisu, that nafs that propelled us and propagates and encourages us to do guna, it will take us to nafsa al-lawwama. And then that nafs, it will become such that every time we do a sin or we want to do a sin, then the nafs will stop us. The nafs will stop us telling, what are you doing? What are you doing? Mawlana Shafatan Rahmatullah mentioned once that when a person, he has an intention, he mentions that how can a person can come onto suluk, how can a person can come right? So he says, before we do any intention, we should have the intention for the end, we should think that will this action, will it be good for us or will it be evil for us? We should just have that intention. And then he said that even if we carry on and do the action knowing that it's evil for us, that will still take us to a place that it will become good for us. Why? Because when a person, this is nafsa lawwama, that this person is doing that evil action knowing that this is an evil action. Right? One day, inshallah, then he will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this is nafsa lawwama, that he's going to be lamenting and he's going to be asking, so that why did I commit such a sin for? How? We know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, wa'afu anna waghfir lana, and wa'afu anna, we know there's four witnesses against us on the day of judgment. Four witnesses, the angels that are on our shoulders, the na'ma a'mal, the earth that we're sitting on, and our limbs, that how can we commit? And the biggest one I would say is that Allah Ta'ala is seeing us. How can we commit a wrong, any wrong? How can we commit a wrong when Allah Ta'ala is seeing us? It can't be possible. As a mu'min, when we said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, how can it be possible that I sin, that I'm committing a wrong against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is watching me? I shouldn't have to think about all these witnesses. I should think that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. So we should take our nafs from nafsa ammaratun bisu to nafsa lawwama, and then as much as we can, then it might take us 10 years, 20 years, it might take us our whole life, then Allah Ta'ala will give us this nafs mutma'inna. It might be before we passed away, it might be when we passed away. Nafs mutma'inna, that we're happy with the commands of Allah SWT. Then, as we mentioned, that when we come to the majalis, when we come to read salah, the 20 rakat, tarawih isn't difficult for us. To read tahajjud isn't difficult for us. Maybe we weren't reading tahajjud, but now to read 8 rakats of tahajjud is easy for us. We're reading long, long surahs in the tahajjud is easy for us. Why? Because we have a nafs that is happy with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then going further, the nafs radiyah, that we're happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nafs mardiyah, that Allah ta'ala is happy with us. And this is what we should aim for. We should ask ourselves. Mullah Hussain Ahmad Madri rahmatullahi in his khanqa in the month of Ramadan, he would make everyone have a copy, an exercise book, and they would note down that which wrongs have I got, that what do I need to correct about myself, and then one by one they would tick it off, that this is the wrong that I've corrected, this is the wrong I've corrected. in obviously with the suhbat of the mashayikh. Mawlana Shafi, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, in his majlis he would mention that, and he would have majlis twice a week, and he would mention that every time you come to a majlis, just make an intention to leave one guna, make an intention to leave one guna, and like that, throughout the whole year, 104 gunas can be left out. So this is practical implementation of our islah. We shouldn't think that we've come into the majlis, we've come to the mashayikh, we have to think to ourselves, what have I got wrong about myself? And this mashayikh Atan Rahmatullah mentions this, that we need to communicate, we need to say the wrongs that we have, and then go to the mashayikh and tell them, and this is what we have, please correct me, and then follow it through. Where we say that we have i'tiqad, we have ittila, and we have ittiba, that we have i'tiqad in our sheikh, then we make ittila to the sheikh, that we say what's wrong with ourselves. We mention those things that are wrong with ourselves. Even if we think it's right, we still mention it. Because if we have ujab, we won't know. We won't know if we might be reading, the incident comes that the one person, he was going for nafal hajj. He went to his sheikh, and the sheikh said, don't go and perform nafal hajj, you're lazy in your salah. Come to the khanqa, correct your salah first, and then you go for your nafal hajj. Right. So that good action, the sheikh said, the good action that he thought he was going to perform, but this good action would have led him to ujab and to pride. Why? Because he would have been telling everyone, I performed four hajj, I performed five nafal hajj, I performed this nafal hajj. But this is all, he's thinking he's getting all the good rewards, but it's actually taking him to Jahannam through these apparent good rewards. So then he comes to the majlis of the Shaykh, he recognizes who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and then he goes for nafal hajj, and then he knows who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So this is what we need to aim for, and we need to ask ourselves that when we're in the month of Ramadan, and we need to question ourselves that how can I become better? How can I become better to the advices of a mashayikh? How can I become better? How can I better myself? What are those wrong things about me? Everything, this is subjective to every single person. That what is wrong with regards to myself, and how can I correct that? And then we go to the mashayikh and we ask them that this is what I feel is wrong with myself. How can I correct it? And you follow through. We follow ittiba. You don't think that the sheikh has said this, but I'm going to do this. The sheikh has said this, and then I'm going to do this. No, it's not like this. The sheikh said this, we follow it 100% through. The person who's going for nafal hajj, he's thinking he's doing a good action, right? But his sheikh said, no, you come into the company of the, in the majlis, in the khanqa, and then you'll see afterwards. So sometimes we might not understand the benefit at that moment, but then we'll understand afterwards.